We continue with our pregame coverage here from Purdue Stadium, game one between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. I'm now joined by the manager, Felipe Rojas-Alou Jr. Felipe, you guys are back off a week throw chip down in Zebulon against the Mudcats. Finished the week pretty strong, winning two of the final three games, but ultimately, what was your assessment? Especially, you have a bit of a different looking roster now.
First of all, thanks for having me. I think the way we finished that series, finished the week, it was kind of the way we were hoping for. Obviously, with a new roster and guys kind of blending in and, you know, getting adapted to coming to a ball, change the scenario. Some of these guys were in Florida, change of times and stuff. And, like, heading into those last three games of the series, you could see, you know, the adjustments that were made and, how much confidence they were able to gain and how much their game took over, you know, towards the end of the series. It's fun to watch, honestly, and I'm really looking forward to this week at home.
How did you like the way these new guys fit into the lineup right away? Because it's a big part for them coming up from Florida, jump into the lineup, meeting a lot of new guys right away. But you mentioned played pretty well near the end of the week. So what did you think of the way they really transitioned into this team?
Honestly, all those guys, you know, including a guy like Bradfield, you know, hit leadoff. But then the rest of the guys are guys that probably going to hit at the top of the lineup, guys that could run a little bit, guys that handle the strike zone pretty well. Impressed by how Matthew Edsel was able to adjust right away, not only offensively, but also defensively, and able to play center in one of the games. So yeah, fun group, guys that are good athletes, guys that understand their game, and, you know, guys are going to play good defense, guys that are going to run the bases, and eventually guys are going to, you know, potentially have an offensive impact in our lineup.
Now, speaking of Edsel, he had the big game on Sunday, drove in six runs, had the grand slam. Josenberger had a five RBI game earlier in the week. Bradfield stole four bases back on Sunday. This is a good group of athletes you really added to your team. And the way that I think they used their speed and just kind of jumped into this lineup and put it all together so quickly had to be pretty impressive.
Oh, it is. And like I said, you know, a minute ago, like, very impressed about how well, especially going to the end of the week and the end of the series, like, these guys confident build up, you know, like, understanding what type of player that I can be, understanding, like, who they're surrounded by, and understanding, you know, the impact that their game can put not only into our game outcome or results, but also, like, you know, to their careers, to their future, to, you know, guys that are around them. So it was very fun to watch.
You know, speaking of the speed, this hasn't been a team that's stolen a whole lot of bases this year, but this past couple weeks, especially last week, you guys ran a lot when you have a guy like Enrique Bradfield at the top stealing bases regularly. Matthew Edsel seemed to have some sneaky speed out there. But the way you guys really use the speed factor, I think, in the last few games especially, has to be kind of a nice change of pace, the way you can move around the bases there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Knowing these guys are all good base runners, that are all good base stealers, and knowing they want to do it, knowing that they understand it's part of their game, honestly, very exciting. I mean, like you said, our rosters changed so much through the summer that we might not be contemplated as a big running team. Despite, I think we've done well with the guys, individuals that we have through the season. But, you know, knowing these guys understand that's a big part of their game, is huge.
And then lastly for you, Felipe, you had a lot of arms today, too. Kiefer Lord, Blake Money, Ty Weatherly, some pitchers who were picked up through the draft are now on the team and gives you some much-needed depth, it seems like, on the pitching side to finish up the season. But adding those guys and really putting them in the rotation or the bullpen or wherever they slot in has to be pretty nice to have that extra near the end here.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Same as last year. Same situation as last year, you know, when you get these recently drafted arms, and understanding, you know, you have guys have been here since day one, and it's August, and there's wear and tear, and, you know, guys that are going through, you know, their struggles and their growing pains. To add arms that are fresh and arms that are maybe a little more mature because they already, you know, pitched college baseball, definitely gives you a little shot in the arm this late into the season.
Felipe, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Manager Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. We'll take a break and come back with Lamps after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.